Hey, welcome to the newest episode of the Wake Up Kid podcast. Hope everything is good in your life. This week we are talking about an important question. It can be confusing. I want to spend a week and make sure we all understand, what exactly does it mean to believe in Jesus Christ? We know it doesn't just mean to believe that he was a real person who exists. It's deeper than that. It means to trust Jesus alone for salvation. But why should we trust Jesus for salvation? We're going to talk a little bit about that today. But first, we have a super goofy joke of the day. Hey, why is 6 scared of 7? Because 7, 8, 9. You get it? Like 7, 8, 9? Anyway. Hey kid, wake up. This week we are talking about the fact that to believe in Jesus Christ means to trust Jesus alone for salvation. We've been talking about what it takes to be rescued from the punishment we all deserve for our sin and to be rescued from sin controlling our lives. We learned that to be saved from sin, you have to repent and you have to believe in Christ. Those are the two things, repent and believe. And we're focusing on that last part, believing in Christ. The answer we want you to learn is that believing in Christ means trusting Jesus Christ alone for salvation. Today, let's think for a few minutes about why we can trust Jesus to save us. The Bible clearly teaches us in Romans chapter 6 that when a person sins, they deserve death. The wages of sin is death. The Bible also clearly teaches that we are all sinners. We have disobeyed God and deserve a punishment from Him. Every person who ever lived has sinned. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We've all sinned and we all deserve punishment. Every person who ever lived has, except one. Jesus Christ Himself came to earth as a little baby and He lived His entire life and He never once sinned. He never once disobeyed God the Father. The Bible teaches us this over and over and over again. In the second chapter of 1 Peter, the Holy Spirit guides Peter to write that Jesus never sinned. He didn't even lie or try to convince someone to believe a lie or trick somebody. He never deceived anybody. He never even did those things. So if Jesus never sinned, He didn't earn death. The wages of sin are death. But Jesus never sinned. He didn't have to die, but He did die. He died for us. He was taking the punishment for our sins. In that same chapter, 1 Peter chapter 2, we read that Jesus took our sins as His responsibility. He took the punishment we deserve for our sins. He did that so we could live. Here's what the Bible says. Live unto righteousness. In other words, we get to be right with God because our sin has already been punished when Jesus died on the cross. And we can now live life God's way because sin doesn't control us anymore. So remember this important truth. To become a child of God, you must turn away from your sin and trust Jesus Christ alone to save you. You can trust Jesus to save you because you understand that He never sinned. He didn't deserve the punishment. He died to take the punishment you and I deserve.